This is Ozarks Large with me on the phone. Well, not from his office in Fort Smith, but that's where he usually is. He's on the road today. Is Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the KUAF listening area. How are you on this Thursday?
I am well. How's the world back there?
That's hot.
It's hot all over. It's hot here as well.
Let's see. Speaking of the weather and hot, dry conditions, it's providing perhaps a problem for Tyson Foods.
Yes, it is, and it seems like it's always something for Tyson. You know, the company is really, and you know, as a journalist, we almost hate to brag on a corporation, but they've really pulled it together well in the last year or so. Got the business back in order, been making good money, improved their margins. Now comes this drought, which has significantly raised grain, you know, corn, soybeans, those types of things that Tyson uses to feed their stock, the pork and beef, and so and chickens, and so it's really squeezed their margins, and they've received yet another downgrade on their earnings, their upcoming earnings. So, you know, when we see this hot weather, the lack of rain, I mean, it's not just an inconvenience, or where it's just an inconvenience for some of us, it's a financial setback for large corporations like Tyson Foods. So, you know, we have essentially Ken Goldman, an analyst at J.P. Morgan, has said their fiscal 2012 operating income is likely to be 5% lower than 2011, and could slide to 6%, more than 6% lower in 2013. Those are real numbers. That's going to hurt. But on the upside, Tyson Foods always seems to find a way out of these things.
Could this translate to higher prices at the grocery store for the rest of us?
Yeah, well, it already has. I mean, you're going to see not so much on the poultry side. The prices will go up, but on the beef side, I think most consumers that buy any type of beef on a regular basis have seen not just small increases in prices, but significant increases. And I'm surprised there was a report out, and I should have the name of the report, about restaurants' ability to still contain their prices, their menu prices. But I don't see how much longer that's going to go. I think you're going to see restaurants, as much as they've been trying to cater, trying to recruit visitors in with lower prices, lower than the next guy, they're not going to be able to do that much longer.
The Fort Smith City Administrator, I guess, will continue to operate in that position.
Well, yes, and this is just an odd, or maybe it's not odd, maybe it's par for the course if you've been watching the Fort Smith Board of Directors for any length of time, but in May they conducted, as per his contract requires, an annual review, and there were no problems. I mean, it came out with flying colors, no reports, nothing that was noted, at least to the public. Here, two months later, this past Tuesday, they presumably conducted another job review. What we found out later, and I think this is problematic for anyone who wants to trust that when city directors or a governing body at this level goes into executive session, that they'll actually review what they'll say they'll review, but presumably, this job review of Gossick turned into a review of how he handled a department head who allegedly had made some complaints and said some unkind words about a few directors. Now, that department head has denied it, but this all revolves around this automated trash collection thing, and this has become a Twilight Zone experience for me to watching this. I mean, you know, communities our size, Fort Smith size, have automated trash service, full trash service, and it goes into their recycling as automated trash service, and they've had it for years. But somehow in Fort Smith, it is such a burden that we can only automate it part of the city, which creates a hybrid system, which was not the system we supposedly paid for. And anytime you don't complete something, it just keeps the cost higher. So I don't know, the four board members who have pushed back against this automated trash collection, it's really become a win-at-all-cost issue with them, and it's really unfortunate because Fort Smith has so many things that it needs to be tackling, and we're hung up on this. Someone told me the other day that, unfortunately, our Fortinet board of directors, they know how to major in the minors, and that's proving true.
You know, sometimes you see controversies coming, and you gird yourself for what's going to happen. I have to say, I didn't see this one coming at all.
No, I didn't. This and this animal control ordinances and all this business has just become nasty. And like you said, it's like, where did that come from? It went from, that's like being in a car and going from 0 to 90 all of a sudden. How did that happen? And, you know, Fort Smith, like I said, we have development issues. We need to be, we have a water and sewer system that's under federal mandate to get fixed. We have a regional economy that's teetering, yet we're trying to figure out how to spay and neuter and whether 8% of folks need to have their trash automated. I mean, really, guys, this is really what's a priority item?
Heat waves.
I guess it is, yes. We're just all a cluster.
Some new housing numbers or updated housing numbers came out this week that showed some reason for modest optimism.
Well, yes, at least in the Fort Smith region. I mean, in Northwest Arkansas, we've seen what is a healthy and welcome trend in terms of housing market. The recovery, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, it just tanked, and it's taken this long. And I wouldn't say the Northwest Arkansas housing market is fully recovered, but it's taken 3 or 4 years to scrape its way back out of the hole that it fell into. But in the Fort Smith area, you know, it's a mixed bag. The prices are holding well. The home prices are holding very well, thankfully. The values are maintaining even out in the county areas. Unfortunately, I think the only downside is that through the first half of the year, home sales in Sebastian and Crawford County are down, not much, but about 20 or 25 home sales compared to the 2011 period. So We want to see that pick up. Typically, the July, August, September months are good for home sales. People are, you know, moving during the summer, trying to get back on a school schedule if they're moving to a new area. So we'll see if those numbers maintain. But and the other thing to remember on these 2012 numbers is we're comparing against what was really a lousy 2011. So if we can't beat the 2011 numbers, that in itself shows a little bit of weakness.
A low bar had been set.
Right.
Michael, safe travels back to the River Valley, and bring some cool weather from somewhere with you.
Well, I'll work on the safe travels. I don't know if I have any control on the other part.
Okay. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, culture, business, and more for the entire KUAF listening area.